But it may have been illegal, given that these entities are not allowed to disparage other agricultural industries. Which brings us to the resurgence of the milk mustache, this time donned by Secretary Kennedy, which seems to be a direct advertisement for an industry by a well-known government official. It's a particularly weird choice to decide to push whole milk again, considering that we now know a quarter of the population is lactose intolerant, something we weren't aware of when milk gained its initial popularity. Milk and other dairy products naturally contain a sugar called lactose, and in order to break that sugar down, you need enough of an enzyme called lactase. A lot of lactase is produced in childhood, but then, typically, the genes that code for the enzyme eventually turn off as someone ages, which is why ice cream might start to betray you later in life. Humans are, after all, the only animal that drinks the milk of another mammal and drinks that milk into adulthood. Too little lactase and you can't break down the lactose, and then you become lactose intolerant. But people of European descent, and some of certain African and Middle Eastern descent, have essentially selected over thousands of years for individuals that can continue to process lactose into adulthood, making the rates of intolerance over time much lower compared to populations that did not have a long history of drinking unfermented milk, like people of East Asian descent, 70 to 100% of whom are estimated to be lactose intolerant, or people of West African descent. The difference, inability to drink a glass of milk and not spend the rest of your night in excruciating pain, was actually used as a reason to prop up the idea of white supremacy. After World War I, as a part of the Great Milk Propaganda Blitz, Herbert Hoover sent a biochemist named E.V. McCollum on a lecture tour to espouse the benefits of milk. McCollum claimed that the North Americans and Europeans who drank milk were not only bigger and stronger than their Asian or sub-Saharan counterparts who had plant-based diets, but also that milk drinking made the white race more aggressive, and therefore more accomplished at arts and sciences for some reason.